We're with Brian Leaf. We're talking about a series that's going on in the Rockford Register Star. It's about race in the Rock River Valley. Now, you took on the topic of employment.
I did.
Can we start off by taking a look at some of those shocking stats?
Right. I guess the premise was that, in Rockford between 2012 and 2015, unemployment for African Americans averaged 26.5%. Compared with 10.7% for whites, and overall the city was at 14.2%. So the premise was, is racism a big component of unemployment among African Americans in Rockford?
Those statistics are shocking. I mean, more than a quarter of the people. So how did you decide to approach the story?
Well, I went out and looked for research. I looked for sources that might be able to no, statistics lie, right? And only liars believe statistics. Yeah. So I was skeptical. It is a huge number. Are there racial grounds for this number? Perhaps. So there's some built-in racism in the community. But if you look nationally, this is a trend. Blacks nationally have higher unemployment than whites. And while racism probably plays a role, the Brookings Institution, which is this big Washington, D.C. think tank that does a lot of social research, says that it's not the only explanation.
What other?
Well, they did a study called Unemployment and Disconnection Among Teens and Young Adults, the Role of Place, Race, and Education. And they conclude that the weaker employment outcomes of African Americans at all ages, it's complicated. There's multiple factors. It's low levels of education, discrimination, and the neighborhood effects of living in concentrated poverty. And we have concentrated poverty in this community.
So it's going up against an institutionalized racism here.
Well, perhaps the cards are stacked in a way that does not make it favorable for African Americans to find work. And there was a time in Rockford when that wasn't an issue. You go back to the golden days of manufacturing, and it's said that in Rockford, you could quit a job in the morning and have a new one by noon. The factories were humming, they were churning out product, and this was a great place to find work. It was a great place to achieve the dreams of the middle class, to make enough money so you could buy a house, have a boat, you could, live a nice lifestyle. And you didn't need all that much education because it was menial labor. There was an abundance of work.
You went out to try to illustrate this by finding someone. It's always good to find someone interesting to talk to. And you found a pretty interesting guy, Woody Robinson.
Yep, Richard Woody Robinson. He's 45. He's got a 10th grade education, a domestic battery felony conviction, and he's African American. It's darn near impossible for him to find a job in Rockford. He is one of the people who, you don't want to say unemployable, but really hard to find work. And he's lucky that he's hooked on with a fella, Bill Howard, who's doing a lot of deconstruction. It's a manual work. It's going in and taking a building apart, saving the materials, looking for a market for them. And Bill's into it big time. He's dismantling a house at Whitman and North Main Street. It was built by George O. Forbes, who was one of the great industrialists of the time. And I found it quite ironic that Robinson and some other crew members are tearing down this legacy to the factory life in Rockford at the turn of the century and recycling it for jobs. The industrialists who once provided the jobs are gone, and what's left are the shells of their homes and the shells of their factories, and these guys are now dismantling those for work.
This is one man doing one thing with his company. It's not enough, though. When you're looking at that unemployment rate of 26%, what other sorts of things are happening in the city to deal with that?
Well, you've seen a big push here for GEDs, high school equivalencies, among organizations, Goodwill, United Way, Rock River Training. There's a bunch of other ones that are really pushing people into GEDs, and there's a good reason for that. We've got 44,000 people who don't have a high school equivalency here. That's a huge number, and it's really hard to get a job without the document that says I completed school. We're in an age of continual learning too, so people are going to have to go back to school throughout their careers, and so you have the qualifications to not only get in the door with this GED or this high school diploma, but then use that to go off and get training for at a vocational school or a community college, wherever, Rock Valley. So it's a ticket, and it's something that they're really pushing. It's as a solution. It's a solution to this problem, but only one part of the solution.
Well, let's bring it back to Woody Robinson then. He's a man who lives here in Rockford. He should be mid-career, but it's like he's starting over.
Yeah, Woody is starting over to a degree. He worked for 20 years or more in fast food. He said he can get a fast food job tomorrow because he's a people person, and it fits his personality, and he is. He's a really great guy to talk to. But he's got a 10th grade education and a domestic battery felony conviction on his record, which makes it really difficult to find work. Now, Woody was part of a program last summer at Barber Coleman. This would have been the summer of 2015. The city had a reentry program, working with Bill Howard again, where they were having people clean out that property for future redevelopment. So they spent months, hauling out garbage and cleaning the place up. In the process, they learned they were certified with asbestos removal, lead abatement. They learned how to drive forklift and other skills that they could that are now on their resumes, which is really important. So they're building towards something. Will it get them hired by somebody? A few of them have gotten hired. But it also gives them the opportunity to be entrepreneurs if they have the chops. They can start a lead abatement company, or they can start an asbestos removal company because they know how to do it. They know how to do it properly. They're trained. And that's the hope of some of these reentry programs, that these people who are deemed unemployable by local companies may be able to do something themselves. I mean, some of these guys learned how to build furniture using these shelves, 100-year-old shelves that were in Barber Coleman just sitting there. The wood's been recycled, it's been repurposed, and in effect, so have they.
Did you have any overall takeaways from, delving a little more deeply into this with the idea of racism in mind?
Yeah, it's a complicated problem. It's not, there's no single solution. Yes, racism is a part of it. It exists in the world, and it probably always will. And that's too bad. But it's deeper than that. This is also a situation where there are jobs that are unfilled in Rockford because they can't find qualified people. You can walk into a lot of factories right now and get a really high-paying CNC job, operating this computer-controlled equipment that in a manufacturing plant, but you got to have the skills to do it. You got to have the education to do it, and that's what's important. You've got to. Employment now isn't something that you can go into without a high school education. You can't drop out in the 10th grade and make a comfortable middle-class living. It's not going to happen. It's a struggle, and you need the tools to take into battle with this struggle. And that's what some of these programs are trying to do. They're trying to equip people with the skills to go out and be competitive in the workforce.
And a good job might not be an entitlement anymore, but a good education is, which is another story.
That is another story.
Thank you so much, Brian. And I want to say thank you for your time here at the Rockford Register Star. You are leaving to move on to another career.
I'm headed to the Beloit School District for a job as a communications professional. And it's a new opportunity, a new challenge for me, but I'll still be in Rockford.